Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
J.J. Piccolo has spoken to some reporters over there. And what came out of this that sounded interesting to me is, we know that they want a leadoff hitter. They've made that pretty clear. But they also are, I think they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. They say they want a leadoff hitter, but they also are like, but there's nowhere to play. People who lead off for your team play every day. Every single day, Gold, if they hit lead off for your team, they play 150, 160 times. And what I saw this week that I hadn't seen yet is the players, new players who've been mentioned in this, which is Bubic and Marsh. What I think the Royals should do if they want an actual leadoff hitter is package MJ or Michael Garcia with Bubic and Marsh to move on from that. Maybe it includes a minor league player, but this is a way of keeping your minor league system intact while clearing the room for this leadoff hitter you supposedly want. Now, if you move those players for minor league players and you just pay for the leadoff hitter, I'll entertain that as well. But I do think you're going to have to move on from somebody who is in your starting lineup this year if you actually are planning on signing or trading for a leadoff hitter that you plan on playing.
Yeah, the thought of going out and getting a leadoff, the only way I'm willing to trade assets, of course, if it brings back, you know, legit bat, middle of the order bat, or a leadoff bat. That's the only way I'm willing to do it. That's why we discussed the Michael Wacha extension. Yeah. It gives you flexibility if Brady Singer has to be involved in a trade. The only hesitation I would have is the amount of names you're mentioning here. Now, I agree that.
I'm not trading all four.
Yeah. But like, if you told me you had a package MJ with a pitcher to go get that, then yeah, it's something I would be interested in. But I thought you got to go back to the comments from J.J. Piccolo when he had his end of season kind of wrap up press conference, and what he had to say about, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, like, they're still not giving up on a guy that is basically as young still as MJ Melendez,
like, and Michael Garcia, two very young players.
You know, there's still belief in their minds that while they admit they have to be way more consistent baseball players, you know, and Michael Garcia did not have a good year. The glimpses are there, and to me it's different than what we used to say about Adalberto to Mondesi, when people are like, well, yeah, we said they had glimpses of Mondesi. Mondesi couldn't stay healthy. Knock on wood, but MJ Melendez and Michael Garcia have been playing, and we have seen glimpses of that. The only way I'm trading them is I think you're getting a legit established leadoff hitter. And I'll be honest, I don't think these names. Maybe I'm undervaluing them and how other teams would value them because of the control that these guys all have.
That will be a big appeal.
Are you getting that back? Like, if you told me you traded, let's just say Michael Garcia, I would honestly not trade him anyway, though. But Michael Garcia and Bubic, those two pieces are bringing me back a leadoff hitter. I'm very skeptical.
I think it's possible that it'd be the case for the same reason the Royals aren't willing to let him go. But here's the problem. Let's just say you get a leadoff hitter another way. You just pay for it. And they're like, well, you know, well, then who are you making a part-time player?
Yeah, you have
player?
To make a spot.
And if you're making Michael Garcia or MJ Melendez a part-time player in your lineup anyway, well, then you should just move on.
Yeah, but I'm fine with platooning in left. You tell me if I have to, you know, go back to when Vern joined us in the studio last week, pick a player that everybody's kind of thrown out that they would love to see in a Royals uniform at some point. If you told me it was somebody that platooned, and so MJ and blank player are splitting,
you're not believing him. But does that make sense?
But that's way more
likely. You got him down to a platoon spot. You're not even starting him anymore.
But I think that's way more realistic than them going and actually getting an outright leadoff hitter that's going to play in 140 games or something.
Versus leadoff's going to move around, and we're going to do that based on lefty-righty. It probably is more realistic. I'm just saying if they're serious about getting one more middle of the order, one more leadoff guy, well, then you have to, like, play bold. You have to, like, move a piece. Because for the first 2 years, 3 years under J.J. Piccolo, they have been more transactional. This year, again, sets up where if they don't want to make a single transaction, they don't technically have to. As it sits right now, they have an entire starting five rotation, an entire bullpen, and an entire starting nine. Like, without making a single move.
Yeah.
They could field a baseball team tomorrow with nine position players or eight position players and a pitcher, five pitchers and a bullpen. Without signing a soul, calling up a person from the minors, you know, Jack Caglione doesn't have to come up. I'm just excited about him now because I watched him hit a 510-foot homer in the Arizona Fall League yesterday.
The power's legit.
That ball travels. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the rest of it's going to work out. I don't know if he's just Joey Gallo, but he hits the ball very far. That one thing, that's something I do know about Jack Caglione. But when you look at, like, where they are, if you actually want to make the big improvement that they're talking about, you have to make a bolder move. Bolder move is trading away controllable young players at other teams. You just got to find the one team, right, that believes in that player the way you claim you do and that you think there is growth, and then they become their project and not yours, and you're about winning now. That's all. Because that's what Michael and MJ, with their, they're still project players for now. Like, you know, like, you're still hoping they have the Mike Moustakas turnaround.
Michael Garcia, MJ Melendez, let's say they, in this hypothetical, they both would bring back the exact same return, all right, in this hypothetical.
Sure.
Who would you be more likely to actually trade away between the two?
Like, who better defense with Michael, but way more natural power with MJ. So they are different players. Michael.
Hold on to
Michael.
Okay.
I'd be on the fence with it, but I think I'd hold on to Michael.
Yeah, given the outfield position versus third base, I think I would choose the third baseman typically over the left fielder.
What about Bubic or Marsh? You probably trade Marsh first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bubic, just lefty, more velocity.
Absolutely. Yeah,
right. He's just started more recently, that's all. Not coming off a major injury, so just figured I'd ask.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.